In East Los Angeles, a successful graffiti removal program has become a victim of gang violence. As NPR's Mondalit Del Barco reports, the program was canceled after drive-by shooters took aim at a group that's been trying to clean up its neighborhood.
In the Boyle Heights section of East LA, they had a certain street cred, a team of ex-gang members, some of them former enemies, all working together to paint over graffiti. They were part of Homeboy Industries, a local organization well known for giving ex-gangbangers like them a way out. Everybody knew it was risky business trying to erase the gang markers that line the streets here, but then the job turned deadly.
I was there when the first incident happened, and it was very traumatizing, you know?
Johnny Ortega was one of the supervisors on the graffiti removal crew. Somebody, possibly a rival gang member, drove by and gunned down his co-worker, Miguel Rafael Gomez. 2 weeks later, it happened again. Another fatal drive-by shooting targeting another graffiti removal worker. After the killings, Ortega says, the work became unbearable.
I was going to work after that, just stressed out, you know, paranoid all day. I've been working here 4.5 years and I didn't have to work like this. Always looking over my back because it was a good thing that we were doing, you know, clean up the city and just trying to make everything look right.
There are more than 60 gangs in this working class neighborhood just east of downtown LA, the barrio with the highest concentration of gangs in the entire city, according to police. When Homeboy Industries started ridding the streets of graffiti, the neighborhood took notice. But after the murders, Father Greg Boyle, who created Homeboy Industries, decided the risk wasn't worth it. He ended the graffiti program so no one else would become an easy target.
You know, it was sort of a post-9/11 moment, you know, where you kind of said, yeah, things have been altered now. And even personally, emotionally, we just couldn't go through this again. I just asked myself the question, are these guys more vulnerable going out in trucks to remove graffiti than they are in here in my office at our headquarters or at our other businesses? And the answer is, yes, they are more vulnerable.
Among the scores of young people he's helped over the years, the Jesuit priest is known by his street names, G, Father G, or G-Dog. Ex-gangbanger Johnny Ortega says in G-Dog they trust.
Father Greg, man, that's like my dad, straight up.
Father G says in spite of the recent murders, he's still determined to rehabilitate, not demonize, gangsters. But L.A.'s Assistant Police Chief Jim McDonald says it's a shame the graffiti removal crew won't be around.
And Homeboy Industries had a lot of people out there, and they were making an impact. And without those people out there now, certainly the presence of the gangs in the neighborhood is felt even more.
Down the street at the Plaza Cafe, owner Patricia Zarate says the recent shootings have neighbors worried that there's no more refuge for the homeboys or themselves.
Homeboy was kind of protected or respected, seeing that not anymore. It is kind of scary.
But out of the murders has come new opportunity for some in the graffiti removal crew. Recently, leaders of several L.A. trade unions visited Homeboy Industries, offering careers with benefits and pension plans. Robbie Hunter is president of the local iron workers union.
We're here to look for iron workers. And I look around as I can see some guys big enough, strong enough, and ugly enough to make iron workers. And so we'll be taking a couple of us.
Ex-gang member George Garza says he's sorry the graffiti program is gone, but he insists that the gangs haven't won.
What happened to Homeboy Industries last ones are something that building us stronger and letting these people know and say nothing can stop us. You can knock us off our ladder, you can knock us off the tracks, but no matter how much pain you cause us, we're not going to stay down.
A private graffiti removal company is now taking over where the homeboys left off, and at least one of the workers has a job with them. With new jobs and renewed hope, the guys at Homeboy Industries have faith in their slogan, nothing stops a bullet like a job. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.